Vermont Senate race, Republican candidate only 7 points behind in solid Democrat seat. By Jacob Bliss on September 12, 2022. The race for Vermont's solid Democrat U.S. Senate seat is heating up as the Republican nominee, Gerald Malloy, is attempting to close the gap before Election Day in 2 months. The most recent Trafalgar Group poll of Vermont's open U.S. Senate found that the Republican nominee is only 6.5% down from the Democrat nominee, Representative Peter Welch, who also sits just below the 50% mark. Of the 1,072 likely general voter respondents, 49.7% said they would vote for Welch, while a close 43.2% said they would vote for Malloy. There were also 2.2% who said other and another 4.9% who said undecided. The shocking poll was conducted with only 2 months left before Election Day, on November 8. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report, which rates the likely outcome of U.S. House and Senate races, ranked the race as a solid Democrat seat, meaning a Democrat candidate should have no problem winning. The poll also found that the gubernatorial race in the Green Mountain State was not close. The poll showed that 68.8% would want to re-elect the incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott, who has served in the position since 2017. In comparison, only 15.3% said they would vote for the Democrat nominee, Brandis Eagle. There were also 4.8% who said other and another 12.1% who said undecided. Overall, the Trafalgar Group poll was conducted from September 3 to 7, asking 1,072 likely general voters statewide in Vermont. The margin of error was 2.9%, while the poll saw a 95% level of confidence. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.